Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. I'm so excited to welcome our next guest to the podcast. I started following this guy in 2003 when he was a contestant on the revival of Star Search, hosted by Arsenio Hall. Anyone remember that revival? Bet you don't. Then he moved on to American Idol, and then he moved on to worldwide stardom. I'm talking about David Archuleta. He's here to talk to us about his new single, Afraid to Love, his creative process, working on the music video, and some Radio Disney memories from way back when. This was a fun chat with a guest that has been long overdue on this podcast. Here's the episode. David, the first thing I have to say to you is I've been following you since Star Search. I voted for you several times.
Oh my gosh. So
it's a long time coming for this to happen.
Wow. Yeah, you've been following for 20 years now.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
I'm always surprised when people watched the Star Search days and remember them, because I didn't know who watched it, and for people to it's fun to for people who had watched and remember that time.
So when those clips resurface, are you like, oof, oh god?
I think it's fun. I think it's cute. When I was a teenager, I was like, oh my gosh, cringe. But now I'm like, oh, like I was little.
Yeah.
I was growing, and it was fun. You know, I was on the same time that Tori Kelly was on, and it's so fun to see just both of us adults now, her doing her thing and she's killing it. So it's fun. Like, thanks to that, like I was able to kindle a friendship with another artist who is now doing her thing in the same world that I am.
Perfect. So the new single, what can we expect from it? Because it's almost like self-therapy for you, a lot of this stuff. So how would you describe Afraid to Love?
Afraid to Love, I would say, is just, it was my way of learning after being afraid of myself for so long and thinking that was what I was supposed to do. After coming out, it's like I learned how to love myself and learn how to love other people and not be afraid of the relationships that I felt like having. If it was with a dude, that I wouldn't be afraid to explore that and get to know a guy. And so it's really just, hey, I won't be afraid to love. Those two ways, whether it's loving someone else or loving me, and just saying like, hey, I'm going to do this. Like, I feel confident in myself now. Like, I'm not, it's also saying like, hey, feeling confidence, something that I haven't had in myself for a long time, or ever. So it feels pretty amazing. And so I wanted that to reflect in the song.
It's interesting because we talk about interpretation of how people view the song, how people, what they get out of it. And living with a disability, having cerebral palsy, you know, it's kind of hard to come to grips with feeling like, okay, I can be okay being in this wheelchair, having these obstacles, changing my way of thinking, but then you come to terms with it. I mean, I've been doing this podcast for over 13 years, and people don't see the disability side of it. They love it for what it is. And I've come to terms with it finally, and I feel better about it.
Oh, that's great. I love that. And, you know, just, I think it's cool how you're showing that it's like, okay, even with cerebral palsy, like you can have a podcast, you can do interviews, you can express your opinions. You have opinions, like you have, I think just taking away from like maybe the misconceptions that people could have. I think that's really important. And that's just like what I'm trying to do with like the queer space, like coming out and like coming from a religious background, trying to just like people can have a lot of misconceptions. So just by living our lives and putting ourselves out there, we're able to say, hey, we can show you that we can still do our thing. And we have voices that have things that may be significant for other people to hear, or that people can relate to, even if they thought they were different. Like, oh, I thought because he's coming out, for example, like, oh, I didn't think I could relate to him or what he has to say. But actually, as I hear him talking, I can relate to that. Like, I can agree with that and understand where he's coming from. So, and
yeah, shockingly, there's so much overlap between us. Like, just having something that you don't want to just automatically expose to the world. And even if you do, it's kind of like thrown in people's faces. But like, we don't want to be poster advocates for these type of things. But we can do that indirectly, which is great.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah.
So most of your music as of late has been very therapeutic for you, but this song is really fun and vibrant, and you've got such a wonderful team working on your latest string of content over the last couple of years. Tell me about shooting the video for this song.
Thank you. Afraid to Love, it was fun. I wanted to have more color. I always shied away from that before because I thought, oh no, if I do, people are going to think things about me. They're going to think I'm, you know, which is so funny because I'm just like, you know what? I guess like that was a part of me, like being queer. Like I thought people were going to think like, oh, he's too fruity or something. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to go for it now. I'm just going to add a bunch of color and just show how it's beautiful to have colors in your life.
Yep.
It's not a scary thing. It's not like an indication that I'm an enemy or scary. It's just like, it's nice to have, because like before in our world, it's like, it feels black and white when you're trying to remove who you are. You're trying to conform and be like everyone else. And as far as like just being straight, marrying the opposite sex and starting a family and just keeping everything like that. But like, especially because I feel like, especially with like queer men, they contribute so much to like the creative, like entertainment world with visuals. Like they're such visual individuals that they do add a lot of color. They contribute to graphic design and art and music, and There's so many parts of what people love to watch and to listen to. So I feel like color is appropriate because they add so much color to society and to culture and just everywhere.
Not to mention, it just looked like the type of party that I would want to be at.
Yeah, it was fun, and we did have a great time. The fun thing also about Afraid to Love was just about everybody, other than I think one of the cameramen, were queer.
Oh,
so
wow.
They were all part of the LGBTQ plus community, and it was so fun.
Was that on purpose, or was that just how it?
No, I got in touch with Brad Hammer, who was the director of the video, and then he hired his team, and they. So I think just from his connections, they just were all in that queer space of life, and I met Brad Hammer through my friend Adore Delano, who is aka Danny. But Adore, I was just like, hey, do you know anyone? Who are videographers that you've worked with that you'd recommend? And she said, you know what? I loved working with this guy named Brad. And so she passed me his contact info. And I did two videos with him. I did a video called I'm Yours just a couple months ago. And then I did Afraid to Love that just came out recently.
Yeah, it's so cool because there's this whole sort of subset of queer creatives that are being showcased, and everybody is in this journey together, and it might be so cool for you to work with people that go through what you go through and are amazingly talented. So
yeah,
that's got to be super cool just to have that common ground. But people are people, but it's got to help having that shared common thing.
Yeah, there's so many talented people, both gay, straight, and everything in between. Like, there's just talented people, period. But working with people who share the queer experience with you, you know, the whole goal right now for me, right, is to accept that part of me and learn that it's okay to. So to be surrounded by people who already live their lives embracing that part of them helps encourage. It's definitely helped me to help encourage me to do the same thing and be like, oh, that's what it can look like. Or this isn't as scary or dangerous as I was told it was going to be. Like, actually, I feel safe because I don't have to hide who I am. I don't have to hide. And it's not like you're suddenly becoming like this crazy monster or anything that you had to let it loose. It's just like you can let your guard down. And I like that. Whereas before, I feel like I always had my guard up because I didn't ever want the queer part of me to come out. And so to be around people where it's like, there are just more guys that are more feminine, girls that are more masculine, people who are trans, that it's like, they just let their guard down and they're just completely normal people.
Yeah.
Doing their job, being creative, like doing the artwork and doing the setting up the backgrounds and doing the videography and the editing. They just happen to be queer, but they can dress how they like to dress. They can talk. They can be more, if they're a guy, they can talk more feminine without being made fun of or like being judged. It's like, why? And then it's like, you know, you look at it, it's like, why do people judge this? Like, why are they so afraid of, why are they so afraid of this? Like, they're just taught, like, I was used to be afraid of it, but I didn't know why. I was just like, I'm afraid of this, but I don't know why. It's because I was told it was bad. Why is it bad? I don't know. I just heard it's bad, so I have to be afraid of it. And I have to stay away from it because that's dangerous. Why is it dangerous? I don't know. And then you're like, why is it dangerous? I don't know. I just know it is, so I have to stay away from it. Maybe I'll become gay. But like, I mean, I already was, like, you know, on the spectrum, so I've... but it's like, okay, what are they going to seduce me? Like, no, like I'm around all these people. None of them are seducing me. So it's just, they are who they are and I am who I am, and not having to worry about that is nice.
Yeah. So I ask this question of every one of my guests, or a lot of them, and I get a lot of different answers. So what is the most difficult part for you about being a creative person?
I would say it's hard for me to create a vision, like a bigger picture. For me, like, my creativity is a lot more just in the moment, spontaneous. It's hard for me to, like, I'll even come up with song ideas. Like, I'll have like just a little piece, snippet, but I don't know where to take it. And that's where I found how important it is to collaborate with other creative people, because people are creative in different ways. They have different ideas, and their type of creativity changes. So I may be able to start an idea. I may be able to know, this is what I want, this, the kind of song I want to talk. Like, this is what I want to say in a song, and this is how I want it to sound. I don't know how to get it to sound that way. I don't know how to finish my story. And so there are people who know how to, they're more elaborate with their words. They are able to create more of a picture, and like add lyrics, give it structure. Like, I don't have structure. So they're able to pull things in together to be cohesive is not my forte. I may be able to put feeling into it, but it's very difficult for me to finish that picture. And so that's where I learned how important it is to collaborate, to have a team, to get a finished product, and to give something finished to a listener or to someone watching.
I'm so excited for people to hear this song and people to check it out. Because I miss good pop music. Up-tempo stuff. Like, there isn't a lot of that now. And it's so fun.
Well, thank you.
Where can people check it out? Where can you find it?
Afraid to Love, they can check it out. It's the videos on YouTube, the songs on Spotify and Apple Music, and just, I think, most of the streaming platforms. And I'll be releasing more music. I'm hoping to release more fun dance songs, as Perfect. Well as just some more also heartfelt songs, because I do like both. I like a mixture, but yeah, you know, it's fun to make more dance songs, because I never have, and I think I always shied away from them because I'm like, oh no, dancing's kind of bad, like clubs are not good. And I've gone to clubs. I go to clubs all the time now, and it's like, these are like the church. Like, my church would have church dances because it's like, oh, because clubs are bad, they're not safe. But I mean, you know, I guess some places can be a little risky, but for the most part, it's like, you just go to dance. and you know, dancing is so, I feel like it's so healing. Like, to just let your body move and connect to the music, and just, I feel like dancing really is healing.
Because we are similar ages, I have to ask you, were you a fan of Jump 5?
Oh my gosh, yes. I totally was. I did like a little TikTok video about it, where the spinning around, I got this funny feeling, turning my whole world upside down.
Yeah, that whole...
Such a good song.
That whole Christian pop era, that was a moment.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And what was the other song that was big for them? I got nothing to do but think about you all the time in the world. We actually even went to a CD signing of Jump 5. My sister and I did. And I sang for them. Oh my gosh, I need to tell them that. I sang for them. It was at a Target.
I knew as soon as I brought that up, you would know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a Disney. That was my di Radio Disney era right there, Jump 5. And Play.
Oh, I love Play too.
I love Play. I wish they continued.
As we wrap up, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I feel like we've bonded in like the short time that we've known each other. So, do you have any questions for me about my life, my decision? Is there anything you want to know in regards? I want to turn the table because I feel like that they can happen a lot.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, it just may be more of like on the lighter side, but I'm curious what other Radio Disney artists you listen to since you are from that same era.
Oh.
Do you remember? So you said Play, like what Play songs did you know? And what other artists from that time were you a fan of?
Well, as far as Play goes, Us Against the World.
Yes,
Come
my
on.
favorite. And
And
the video is pretty stellar.
Dream Street, which a lot of people don't know about. Remember those guys?
Oh
Well,
yeah, my sister was listening to them all the time, and just because of how often she listened to them, I knew them. And yeah, what was it? It happens every time
yeah.
when I see you. This happens every time when I think of you. It happens every time. All this magic when we meet. That was a good song. And then I was so jealous of them because they got to sing on the Pokemon
Yeah.
soundtrack. I was like, I want to
Yeah, it's perfect.
that.
So, where can people connect with you on social media?
They can go to David Archie, Archie. I'm David Archie on TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter. What's the new? My mind's like Threads, and then I'm on Facebook and YouTube just as David Archuleta. So, trying to I'm on
Well,
a few different.
I think we're gonna play the song now, but thank you so
Okay.
much, and we will talk. Hopefully, this is not our last time talking. This has been great.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me. It was good to talk to you as well.
All your words like a weapon, but they can't hurt anymore. Ain't no time like the present. In the eye of the storm, I know I gotta let it go and give up what I can't control. Close the door so I can open one more. So I'm gonna love you right, no matter what they don't like. 'Cause baby, what we do, it ain't always black and white. I don't care what they say, I'm gonna break away. Won't be afraid to
Thanks for hanging out with us at the DJ Bob Show. If you liked this episode, drop us a line at djbobrunkel@gmail.com. That's djbobrunkel@gmail.com. Let us know what you liked most about this episode and what other guests we should have on the DJ Bob Show. Thanks so much again for hanging out with us. This is Nate Beagle, your humble announcer.